Continuing Siman Yetzes in Eretz HaTzvi, if you remember last week, the last thing that we did, or really the whole yesod of what we were doing, was that Rosh Hashanah was trying to draw a distinction between those Gzeiros Terabanan, where the reason is part of the Gzeirah, and those Gzeiros Terabanan, where the reason was just the motivation of the Gzeirah, but didn't become incorporated as part of the Gzeirah. And there was a big nafkamina between those two things. If the reason is part of the actual Lashon HaGzeirah, and it's incorporated in the Gzeirah, then what? Then if the reason doesn't apply, the Gzeirah doesn't apply, and that's Keindo, right? So now you have the same thing in the Torah. And if the reason is external to the Gzeirah, meaning it was the impetus for the Gzeirah, but it wasn't part of the Gzeirah, then even when the reason doesn't apply, it's a Davashab Minyan, Sarach Minyan Achalatiro, the Gzeirah is still going to apply. And we pointed out the other major yesod, one way to tell if the reason is part of the Gzeirah, one surefire way to tell if the reason is part of the Gzeirah, is if the Gzeirah is coming to be Oker Davar Min HaTorah, it's coming to uproot something from the Torah, then the reason has to be part of the Gzeirah. Because there's no way the Chacham were going to be able to sell that to us, to say, oh yeah, just be Oker Davar Min HaTorah. They had to give a reason. The reason has to be incorporated in the Gzeirah. So what we're going to do this week are simply examples of this yesod in action. So for example, when it comes to sadin betzitzis bizman hazeh, are you allowed to have shatness in your tzitzis bizman hazeh? See, in the only two begadim that are chayit, well, it's machlokes rishonim, exactly what's chayit, midaraisa and tzitzis, but according to all rishonim, if you have either a wool beged or a linen beged, it is chayit and tzitzis daraisa. Having a linen beged be chayit and tzitzis midaraisa presents a problem, because the only way to make tcheles is with wool. So there's a shotness problem built in, right? So, but that's where we learn one of the sources for asei docha lo sasei, that the mitzvah sasei of tzitzis is going to be docha the lo sasei of shotness. So there's a Tshuva Sarash quoted by the Magen Avraham and Siman Tes, Sifkat and Zayin, who says that we no longer have an iser. Oh, so I should mention. So at some point when we didn't have tcheles, or I'm sorry, when we did have tcheles, but people were selling the counterfeit tcheles, which is called Kali Ilan, very good. That's called Kali Ilan, the plant indigo, and they were selling it as Tcheles. Oy gevalt, what's going to happen? A person's going to have a linen baguette. He's going to put into his tzitzis what he thinks is Tcheles. Really, it's Kali Ilan. And then he's going to be in violation of the Mitzvah Shatnas, because he's not getting the Mitzvah of Tcheles to be Doche. The law says, so they made a gzeira that no sadin betzitzis, you're not allowed to wear a linen beged at Baal Kantos anymore. It's not, even though, theoretically, I say docha lo sasei, they made such a gzeira. Comes along the Tshuva Sarash, quoted by the Magen Avraham, Siman Tes, we no longer have an issur of wearing a linen beged for tzitzis. Why? Because we no longer have tcheles. So without tcheles, then there's no concern that someone's going to try to sell you Kali Ilan. It's no longer a concern. You can wear white strings that are not made out of wool. See, the tchelas strings have to be made out of wool because the dye won't take to anything that's not wool. The dye only takes to wool. But if you're wearing lavan, then you can wear strings that are not made out of wool. The Rabbanan, where initially goes, are not to wear sadin, because the blue strings may actually be Kali Ilan, which would mean that it's shatness and it's shalom b'makom mitzvah, because you're not even getting the mitzvah of tcheles. But nowadays, nobody wears tcheles anyway, because we lost the chilazon, so there's no concern. Now, it's difficult to understand. Just because the reason no longer applies, the whole gzeirah goes away. Whatever happens to davar sheminyan, the tzarich minyan achalatiro, that you need a beis din that's gadol b'chachma b'minyan to undo the gzeirah of a previous beis din. Ah, but according to our yesod, it works out very beautifully. Whenever they're going against the Torah with their gzeirah, the chachma are forced to include the reason of the gzeirah in the lashon gzeirah, and therefore it makes sense that that would not be in the category of a davar sheminyan. To not put tzitzis in a linen beged is against the Torah. Everyone agrees, Mitzvah d'oraisa, of putting tzitzis in a linen beged. If the Rabbanan are going to tell you not to do that, they must have included the reason in the Lashon HaGzeirah, and therefore, when the reason doesn't apply, neither does the Gzeirah. Example number two. Tzkiya Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, when it falls on Shabbos, Bezman HaZeh. The Mishnah Berurah and Mishnah Gimel, Sif Yud Ches, and the Bir Alach of the Dibur Maskel V'Hashta, quotes the Machlokas HaPoskim, whether 600,000 people are necessary in order to create a Rosh Hashanah Rabban Ba'oraisa. In order to have Rosh Hashanah Daraisa, do you need mamish like the machne in the Midbar, where he had 600,000 people? And he then asks, well, if you do, if you hold like those Rosh Hashanah, you need 600,000 people in a location to create Rosh Hashanah Daraisa. Where's the Rosh Hashanah Daraisa? Nowhere. It doesn't exist, right? We don't have Rosh Hashanah Daraisa. So he says, if there's no such thing as Rosh Hashanah Daraisa, why is it still asked to blow shofar on Shabbos? What was that about? Why are we not allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos? You might carry it in Dalai Lama's and Rosh Hashanah. Oh, I don't have that concern anymore. There's no such thing as Rosh Hashanah. So if it doesn't exist, why is it still asked to blow shofar? There's no longer a concern of Shami Avriyah and Dalai Lama's and Rosh Hashanah. So the kash is difficult to understand. Why? Because whenever the Rabbanim made a gzera, you need a basin that's gadol b'chatam minyan to uproot the gzera. You can't just, you know, dismiss the gzera when the reason doesn't apply. But according to Ar Yisod, yes, you can. Why? Because it makes perfect sense. When Chazal tell us not to blow shofar, they're telling us to violate the Torah. The Torah says to blow shofar. So how can Chazal tell us not to do it? They had to include the Tama gzera in the Lashon gzera. The gzera wasn't don't blow shofar on Shabbos. The gzera was don't blow shofar on Shabbos. Shem yavriyan the dal ramos versus rabbi. And that's included in the Lashon HaGzera. And therefore, if the reason doesn't apply, the Gezerah doesn't apply either. Example number three, Refuah on Shabbos, Bizman HaZeh. Right? The reason for the Isser of Refuah on Shabbos is what? No, what's the reason you're not allowed to take medicine? Good. You might Gezerah Mishim Shtika Samanim. You're going to start grinding up your own herbs in order to make a Refuah for yourself. So some wanted to suggest that the Isser should no longer apply. Because nobody knows how to grind medication nowadays. Who's making home remedies by grinding different things, you know, legally, and you know, by grinding different things, and they get, no one does that. And others claim that it's still usher because it's a davar shebeminyan. Rav Soloveitchik assumed that it's still usher, and he was angry at the matirim. They would bring a raya from Tosfos in the Maseches Beitz of Daf Lamed, where Tosfos says that nowadays you're allowed to clap on Shabbos because the whole gzera they're not allowed to clap and dance on Shabbos is why. Good. Shem Yitzhak and Klisher, you might fix musical instruments. Tosfos says no one knows how to fix the musical instruments nowadays anyway, so there's no such gzera, you don't have to worry about it anymore. So people said, oh, you see, the reason doesn't apply, the gzera doesn't apply. So Soloveitchik disagreed. He said, we have a hard enough time understanding that Tosfos. You certainly don't want to add on to that Tosfos and say something that he didn't say. It's bad enough that Tosfos said it. Okay, so what are you going to do? Tosfos said it. But, you know, we shouldn't make up our own gzeros to apply Tosfos Svara to it. It reminds me of Shlomo Zalman held that whenever there's like a segula in Shas, or Shlomo Zalman held, to do anything different than exactly what that segula is not a fulfillment of the segula. L'mashal, Rav Zilberstein has a discussion, this is obviously not an Eretz Yisrael, but Rav Zilberstein had a discussion, there was a guy who owned a supermarket, and one of his registers broke, one of his cash registers broke, so he wanted to borrow one from another business. And the fellow who owned the other business said, I'm not lending you my cash register. I'll do it. I'm a friendly person. I'm a giving person. Not my cash register. So he said to him, why aren't you lending the cash register? He said, because that guy's business is struggling. I don't want his mazel on my cash register. Like, I'm going to lend it to him. It's going to be bad mazel. So there's a Gemara that actually says that if you give your cash box to somebody who has bad mazel, that the mazel will attach to the cash box. So Zilberstein says, yeah, but that's a cash box, not a cash register. Mm-hmm. So he said, whenever it's not exactly the cash register records what the sale was and what the cash box is, where you keep the cash. So it's even if it's just slightly different, anything that's a davar skuli that we don't understand the skula element of it. So Soloveitchik, you know, it's a different kind of context. But Soloveitchik said, it's bad enough that Tosa said that you're allowed to clap on Shabbos, but we can't apply that to medication. But anyway, going back to the topic, so based on our Yisod, it would seem that the Gzeiros Refuah is always oker davar min haTorah. If Chazal say you're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos, that's akiras davar min haTorah. How's that akiras davar min haTorah? Because it ruins your own Shabbos if you're feeling unwell. You're not going to be able to enjoy Shabbos. So it would follow that the reason for not taking medication must have been included in the Lashon HaGzeiros, and who finished the sentence and it would therefore follow? There you go. That if the reason doesn't apply, the gzera doesn't apply. And it's not considered a davar shebeminyan. Now, one might suggest that since Onek Shabbos is not really the Oraisa, it's what? It's where does it say Onek, Lashon of Onek? In Sefer Yishai, it's Midivre Kabbalah. So maybe that's not called Oker Davar Min HaTorah. Or one might suggest the Issur Refuah includes even taking vitamins to prevent illness. So making an Issur to take such vitamins, is certain, which by the way is a major machlokas, which is what Soloveitchik Shechter and Slavajik assumed, making an Isser to take such vitamins is certainly not being Oker Oneg Shabbos, because it doesn't change the way you're feeling at all. You're feeling well already. So we only must include the Tama Gzeira in the Lashon HaGzeira when the entire Gzeira is against the Torah, but not when it sometimes is against the Torah, sometimes not. Meaning, if I'm not feeling well, to tell me not to take medicine, that's Oker Dov Min HaTorah, because that's going to be my own Shabbos. But if I'm feeling well and you're telling me not to take my vitamins, that's not really Oker Dov Min HaTorah. You're not really ruining my own Shabbos. Example number 4. Lulav before Netzach Chameh. The Mishnah Masechet Megillah, Daf Chaf, everyone must be learning Megillah now, you know, leading up to Purim, says that it's not the right thing to do a bris or say Hallel before HaNetzach Chameh. Only when the sun rises, only then should you start doing the mitzvot that apply during the day. But b'diavad, if you did it after Amud HaShachar, which is way earlier, then you're Yotzei the mitzvah. Stechemet quotes Levush and Archaim, Simtafresh and Beis, that the idea of doing these mitzvahs after a Neitz is actually a lechatchila da'uraisa, because before Neitz is not fully daytime. So Rishonim say something similar by the mitzvahs of Tfilin and Tzitzis. The Torah never says Yom by Tfilin and Tzitzis, even though they're performed during the day. There's no din lechatchila to do them dafka after Neitz. Salvechik thought that if you assume like the Gra that shows Hayom are determined from Neitz until Shkia, then even though prior to Shkia is already Yom for Kima Mitzvos, it might not be, prior to Neitz rather, it might not be Yom Gomor. So on a simpler level, they couldn't have been gozer on Tzitzis and Tefillin to not put them on until after Neitz, because then what are you supposed to do, right? What's the ideal time to daven in the morning? The ideal time? Nesikin, which is when? Neitz, right? And you can't daven without Tzitzis and Tefillin. So like it could just be simple math that they had to make it that the chachilah the time to put on Tzitzis and Tefillin was before Neitz. Otherwise the whole cheshbon gets messed up. It presupposes that you're already wearing Tzitzis and Tefillin. Okay, but anyway, back to our story. Lulav before Neitz Chama. Mishnah Megillah says it's not right to do a bris or say halal before Neitz Chama. B'diavad, as long as it's after Amud HaShachar Yotzei. Rashi explains that it's a gzeira midrabanan to not do it before Neitz Chama. Why? Because if we let you do it as early as Amud HaShachar, what might you do? You might even do it even earlier, even before Amud HaShachar, when it's Vaday Laila, and that's for sure no good. That's how Rashi explains. So Stechemetz quotes the Adaris that held that nowadays most people wear watches, and the shuls all have clocks in them, right? Every Baal Bas needs to be able to track how long did the rabbi speak. So you can't have a shul without a clock. Oh, Rabbi, good speech today. It was only 11 minutes. Last week was 16 minutes. Okay, so the shul has to have a clock. So everyone has clocks. So now he says, we can even do the chadchila before Hanetz, because there's no concern that you'll come to do the milah or the halo before Amud HaShachar. You'll look at your watch and you'll see that it's not before Amud HaShachar. Stechemet disagrees and holds that it's a davar shemini. What do you mean? Even if the reason doesn't apply, the gzera still applies. One could have logically said, the reason applies also. Meaning, your clock tells you Amud HaShachar. Your clock tells you what time it is. It doesn't calculate Amud HaShachar for you. Now there are the Zmanim boards and the shul and everything's atomic and whatever. Okay, fine. Now, we could explain that the Adaras by saying that really there's a greater mitzvah to do it before Neitz, since it's a higher level of Zrizus. Right? I mean, you do it before Neitz is a greater Zrizus. Well, where do we learn Zrizus Makdim the mitzvahs from? Avram Avinu, Vayashker Avram Baboker. So really, on the Doraisa level, the best time to do the mitzvah is as early as you possibly can. Ooh, then the Rabbanim say, don't do it before Neitz. What are the Rabbanim doing if they tell you don't do it before Neitz? I mean, okay, there's Minatorah. Minatorah, there's an Indian of Zrizos. They're telling us to be less Zaris. So it must have therefore been included in the Tamagzera, must have been included in the Lashon HaGzera, and therefore it's not subject to Davar Shemini. So as soon as everyone starts wearing watches, you could start doing it before Neitz. Another application of this principle. Parenthetically, the Ramban in Meseches Brachos, in the Melchamos, in Brachos, in the Beis and Beis, holds that there is Issur Lulav before Neitz Chama is only to Rabbanan. And he explains that they didn't make such a gezeira by bringing the Karban Tamid, which was brought before Neitz, because there's a special mitzvah to bring a dafka early every day that's derived from the word baboker by Tamid. So Shafa suggests that he holds like the Taz, that Chazal were never gozer against something that's mufurash b'Torah. So when it comes to the Karban Tamid, where it's explicit that it says baboker, Chazal were never able to make a gzeira, not to do it early. But by other mitzvahs, where it's a preference to do it early, why zrizus? Where do we know zrizus? Fayashkim, Avram baboker. But it's not explicit when it comes to other mitzvahs that it must be done early. So then Chazal were able to make a gzeira. You know that taz. That's the taz that says the Rabbanim are authorized to make a lot of gzeiras and takanas and whatever, but they can never go against what is mefurash b'torah. They can go against even daraisa, but not what is mefurash b'kra. So the Karban Tamid is mefurash b'kra, that it's got to be baboker. Example number five. So this is the last one. There is a machlokas between earlier generations of Tanaim and later generations of Tanaim. It's called the Mishnah Rishona and the Mishnah Achrona. The Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Mem Hayam Beis tells us that if a girl was given by her father to a Kohen for Kiddushin, and then the father left town, and the girl on her own went ahead with the Nisuin, Rav Asi holds she still can't eat Truma, because if the father returns and makes a Macha'a, and he says, I don't approve of this Nisuin, then it will turn out that she had been a non-Kohenes the entire time, because she never had Nisuin, and a Zara is not allowed to eat Truma. That's what the Gemara tells in Masechet Kiddushin. Tosfos of there points out that when we say she's a Zara, well, wait a second, what was the case again? The father had given her over for Kiddushin on a Daraisa level. If a girl has just Kiddushin with a Kohen, no Nisuin, just Kiddushin, can she eat Truma? Midaraisa, yes. Why can't she? Midrabanan? She might go back and feed some of it to her family. Or at Nisuin, the husband might discover some deformity that she has and be mevatel all things of the Mekach Tos, right? So on a Doraisa level, she was not a Zara, this girl. She was given over to Kiddushin Doraisa by her father to a Kohen. On a Doraisa level, Tosfos points out, she's not a Zara. She's only a Zara Midrabanan. On a Doraisa level, an Arusa is allowed to eat Truma. So granted that in this case, we have neither of those concerns, right? Why do we not have a concern that she's going to feed the Truma to her family in the case that we're under discussion?
She's not with her family.
She's not with her family. She already had Nisuin. And why are we not concerned that the husband is going to discover some deformity? He did it. They had Nisuin. He didn't find it, right? So neither of the concerns apply. Neither the concern of she's going to feed it to her family, nor the concern of Sim Phone. We still maintain the gezeira against an arus for eating Truma. Why? Because the Rabban made that gezeira with a low pluk. So the Rashba asks, how can we say that the gezeira against an arus of the Kohen eating Truma is a low pluk? The Gemara in Kiddushin explicitly says, L'mayin nafkamina, remember we discussed this last week, L'mayin nafkamina, whether the reason for the gezeira of another receiving Truma was because that he might find a deformity, or because, well, what was the other possibility? She's going to feed it to her family. So remembers what was the, I was never able to snap before, look at that, I was just discovering this stuff. What was the nafkamina between the two reasons? What did we say? Kibel masa v'halach. What if you have a situation where the husband hasn't yet seen her, but she's no longer with her family, with her family? So one reason applies, the other doesn't. Gemara says that would be enough to mina. What does that assume? It assumes that the reasons determine when the gzera applies, that it's not a low plug. So ask the Rashba, how can you say that it's a low plug? It's mefurish in the Gemara that it's not a low plug. So the Beis Yaakov in Ksuvah Daf Nuches explains that according to Rav Asi, this is the machlokas between the Mishnah Rishon and Mishnah Achrona. Initially, the gezeira was not made as a low pluk, but in later generations, they went back to make that same gezeira again, and this time as a low pluk. Why? What happened? See, it fits beautifully with the Yerushalmi that's quoted in Ksubas Daf Nun Ches, that according to the Mishnah Rishona, a Yavam is allowed to feed his Yavama, Truma, even without having had bia with her, if she was already eating Truma in the home of her deceased husband, right, the Yavam's brother. The drasha that would disqualify her from Truma, that she's not Kinyan Kaspo, is only Kinyan Dechav, is only in Asmachta. And only in the times of the Mishnah Achrona, where they go there, that even if she had eaten Truma in her first husband's home, the Yavam is not allowed to give her Truma. So clearly, if she ate Truma in her first husband's home, neither the concern of sharing with the family, nor the concern of finding a deformity apply. Yet the Mishnah Rishonah and Mishnah Achronah still debate whether the Yavam can give her Truma. Why? Because the Mishnah Rishonah didn't understand this as a low plug. The Mishnah Achronah did understand this as a low plug. What were they arguing about? Why would this Kazeira yes be a low plug? Why would it not be a low plug? Why would the reason yes determine the halachos of this Kazeira, whether the Kazeira applies? Or why would it not determine? What are they arguing about? Why would it or would it not be a low plug? Based on Ar Yisod, it could be that the Machlokas is whether the Din Da'oraisa, that a Narusa can eat Truma, whether that Din Da'oraisa is a heter or a mitzvah. Oh, slow down a second. Arusa is allowed to eat Truma when she's married to a Kohen, Erusin to a Kohen. Bas Yisrael, Erusin to a Kohen. Is that a heter or a mitzvah? Think about it for a second. If it's only a heter, when the Chacham said, no, don't do it,
they're not being
okay with the Torah. But if it's a mitzvah, and the Chacham say, no, don't do it, they're being okay with the Torah. If it's a mitzvah, the Gzeira is okay with the Torah, and therefore the Gzeira, if it's okay with the Torah, must have included the reason, which means it's not a low plug. It all depends on the reason. But when the reason doesn't apply, the Gzeira is suspended also. But if it's a heter, the Gezerah is not being opened of Minotaur, and therefore did not have to include the reason, which means it was made as a low plug. And that is the Machlokas between the Mishnah Rishonah and Mishnah Achronah. And that also concludes Simin Yotef of Eretz Yisrael.